to love God and to love neighbor. Love is a word that's not so easy to talk about, especially because it has the meaning anyone can understand, what they want to understand, basically, when we talk about love. Yet when we hear Jesus talking about love, and love as the center of all the commandments, the most important, there is a very, very clear and specific meaning in that. The commandments represented for the people of Israel their very identity. That's what kept them together as a people. That is what made them apart from all other nations, all other peoples of his time. The commandments was the sign of their unity. Yet, from the Ten Commandments received by Moses, a number of laws came, and can be found in the first five books of the Bible that we call the Pentateuch, and the Jewish, they call it the Torah. Can be found about 613 laws from the Ten Commandments and the laws. Most of them wouldn't have much meaning today because they would refer to the Temple of Jerusalem, how to enter the temple, how to purifications and this and that, and the temple does not exist anymore. But there were plenty in the time of Jesus. The Temple of Jerusalem was still there, was still standing. So when they come and ask Jesus, which one is the greatest? They were testing. That's what it says. If Jesus really knew what he was preaching, if Jesus was indeed, could be considered a master of the law, a rabbi, a teacher. Of course, and Jesus gives back what was the word that every pious Jew should pray every day. The Shema is called. Listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is God alone. Only him you shall love with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your understanding. Jesus recites that and connects to it. And the second commandment is like that. Love your neighbor as well. In saying that, which is not totally original to Jesus, that is also from the book of Leviticus, but Jesus is saying, love cannot be detached from reality. I cannot say that I love God if I do not love the one that is next to me, my neighbor. Indeed, there was, we heard in the first reading, since the idea that the people of Israel, they had of being the chosen race, that God chose them, and from them would be born the Messiah. That would be, in some circumstances, could become a sign of pride and say, oh, we are the chosen ones. They are the others. Yet, the commandments would say, listen, do not take advantage of the stranger, the alien living among you, treat them as one of your own kind. Do not abandon the widow and the orphan. And don't forget the poor. Those were the most vulnerable in Israel. The stranger, because he didn't have connections, he didn't have family, he would be lost in that society that was so based in relations and connections. And he said, take care of them. And those things should make us think for also today, how are the concrete ways of showing that love? Widows and orphans, in a patriarchal society, only basically the man had all the power. A woman who became a widow, she was alone. In many circumstances, she could not go back to her family. And she could not, you know, she could be disowned by the family of her late husband as well. So the children, the orphans, and the poor. He says, don't take advantage. Don't make, you know, dishonest deals to take advantage of the poor. So what the Word of God is trying to say to us, not trying, saying very clearly to us today, is that love is our identity as a Christian. There's no way of saying that we follow our faith, that we follow Jesus Christ, if we do not follow the law of love. But that love cannot be just words. It has to become a reality. It reminds me of a beautiful talk given by Pope Francis. And if you have the chance, and if you use the internet, you can find it easily. It's the talk that Pope Francis gave for the series of TED Talk, if you're familiar with that, TED. Look for that on Google, TED Talk, Pope Francis. There are people from famous or not so famous from all over the world that give those talks in different places. And Pope Francis gave one of those, and it's amazing. He invites us, with other words, to leave this commandment of love, but in the sense of making a revolution, what he calls the revolution of tenderness, which is lacking in the world today. We live in so many, you know, in a stressful world for so many reasons, personal reasons, perhaps health issues, family loss, so many situations, family issues that we face, and then the world, the violence, the future, you know, we kind of get stressed. And here's the Pope calling us to leave that tenderness, to understand the message and the call that Jesus is making to each one of us. That is to leave the commandment of love. And we can ask ourselves, how good are we living our own identities? Our identity as a Christian. Our identity as those who should be the experts in living the commandment of love. Is love just another four-letter word for us? Or is it the guiding path that we should follow and we should lead more than by words, but by example?